Okay, GIA, Janice Gordon, are you, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing
hot. Your mic's on. We're going to twist tonight away, okay?
All right, all right.
Hi, Sam Cook.
Somewhere up in New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know. But man, you ought to see him go, twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. Let's twist the line.
Twisting the night away with Sam Cooke. I've got a 9-year-old in the studio right now. He's going to tell us all the joke. This is little Jimmy Harris. This is Dorothy Reed's son. Hi, Jimmy.
Hi.
Okay, let's hear your joke now.
All right. There were 100 monkeys in a tree, and one jumped out. How many were left?
99.
Wrong.
How many?
Guess again.
Well, let's say one.
Wrong.
How many then, Jimmy?
One more time.
You're making a monkey out of me. That's what you're doing.
No.
I don't know.
They all monkeys jumped out, because monkey see, monkey do.
Oh, ABC, it's easy as 1, 2, 3, all simple as do, re, mi.
good. Girl's all right with me. And the boss of the Bay, AM 1310,
KDIA.
And gee, I needed that much help.
Definitely all right with you.
Especially this girl.
Fry, what is that?
Lord have mercy, just got a call from a man named Percy.
Please, sir, I hear all that noise, Danny. I don't want to hear all that noise.
He's got a mental problem.
It looks like it's going to be one of those days.
One of those nights.
Yeah, one of those nights.
But I don't want to hear all that noise.
I don't know. Who knows what's going on around here at this point?
One of those nights.
Yeah. What's
so
up?
Cute.
What's the deal?
Let's
get this.
What I want to know is
all baby monkeys.
That's right. Shannon's at the controls here.
Exactly.
Let's get this straight now, right now, right here, right now, right here. That's right.
You're right. I want to know what she's been drinking. Give me some of that stuff.
It's good gas mileage, I'll tell you that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
you
can fill me up. Load my tank right now.
Really? You're in the wrong quarter of the country to say that?
Load my tank right now, I tell
you. Look out. No topping off, please. Well, look, we've just about reached the end of an era.
Well, I don't know. They're telling me that I'm going to be here till midnight. So let me take my jacket off.
What?
What'd she say?
You just turned me off. You did. You did turn me off, didn't you?
No. Excuse me.
What about
that? Nice to turn me off.
How silly of me.
It really isn't. Really. You know? Because you can't make it without me.
Ow! Hey, fool.
Hey, fool.
Wait a minute.
No, girl.
Hey, boo.
There he is.
Hey, boo.
Hey, fool.
Hey, woman, what are you talking to my friend like that for? I come in here, I push him around all the time. I slap his head sometime.
No.
Jeez.
You will not make it without me.
Wait a minute. Who is that, Miss T? Is that Mrs. T or...
Mr. T shriveled up and went away.
I don't know.
Tell him.
I don't know.
What can you say?
I don't know.
That's right.
What's some other...
Just look down and find out for yourself.
Sounds like a proposition to me.
Is he going to take it? What's behind door number one?
He can't take any of them.
What's behind door number one?
Forget that. Just right there.
Let's see.
Okay, go ahead. Let's see. Which is door number one?
I get the feeling it's going to be one of those nights.
I tell you, it's a booby prize behind number one. There's nothing behind number one. Nothing at all. I didn't see anything. Another behind door number one. Let's try number two.
You can't hear me. You can't hear me because they turned me
baby, off. Baby, yeah, baby, you don't understand how much I love you, baby, and how much I want to be your only man. I want to talk to you just a little more. I see the little tears in your eyes about to fall. You are wondering if I'm for real. Thank you.
AM 1310 KDIA. Shannon's hanging out with you here on one of the, well, I suppose the last, the final evening.
Yeah, it's like that. I don't think this mic is working. Is it not working?
No, it certainly is.
It is working.
Yeah.
I'm on the air. I'm on the air.
Not for long.
No.
Why, actually,
you got a point there.
Now, I understand that people have been, you know, kicking up their heels and deciding to to have a little fun, and yeah, they've been carrying
I'm
on.
I'm telling you, this place is a mess.
You just want to let loose sometimes.
It's time to get some law and order around here now.
That's right. Try and pull out the KDIA pistol. We're going to whip these rowdies in the shape. You see, things have calmed down since I got here.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Everybody has decided to kick up their heels.
Well, you know, you've been known to be
a
renowned party crasher. So everybody went home and you got here.
Gee, maybe
everybody left.
Maybe I need the breath mint. Who knows?
It's a possibility.
But actually, we should step aside from
the wind
from all
is
the fun
wiltering. So it should tell you something.
Step aside, as I was saying, from all the fun for a minute, and just make mention of actually how serious. This is the last time.
Yeah, this is it.
This is it. It's just about all over, but the crying. And I suppose the best thing we can say, you know, to pour forth from the soul, is that we've actually enjoyed doing what we've been doing
exactly
for so long, and we've enjoyed having you here. You know, this is going to become a bit of history.
I couldn't have said it better myself. As a matter of fact, that was me saying that.
Yeah, you know, I suppose it was.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of history, Sly Stone has even, you know, rambled through these same hallways here, these same corridors, of life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and as we
sat in the same chair, probably wore those headphones.
He sat in the same chair?
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering why it felt like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, he probably has rambled through these same corridors, and as we head into oblivion, you know, which is going to come its... come our way
sometime.
We're
supposed to move
tonight.
Next door, from what I hear.
I figure I may as well get a little sly on.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's not summertime, but try to enjoy this just the same.
But what the heck anyway?
Just the same. A little hot fun never hurt nobody.
At KDIA.
End of the spring, and here she comes back.
AM 1310, KDIA.
Like sweet morning dew, I took one look at you, and it was plain to see.
The Boss of the Bay, AM 1310, KDIA.
Starting all over again is gonna be rough. So rough. But we gonna make it, oh yeah. Starting all over as friends is gonna be tough on us. But we gotta.
Yeah. A Oakland, 10 o'clock, C.J. Stone.
Oh, Thank you.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm just...
Yeah?
Just
what's going to happen at midnight?
Right.
So what I want to know is, yeah. Will there be anybody here to relieve me?
Oh, Danny, wait a minute.
What are you doing to this woman?
Oh, Danny.
is that the long version that you were talking about?
Yeah, long version.
Yeah,
Danny.
This is the disco version.
This is the disco version here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what? Okay. Oh, here comes Dorothy.
Dorothy Reed says, what?
And she's smiling.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Not smiling about
that. That means trouble.
Yeah, well, we're still here for a while.
Right.
Hey, by a rose by any other name would still be a rose.
What?
You know, disco version of what? It's nothing. It's the same old thing.
Disco
what
Dan.
What are you doing?
That long version,
no,
of that new
Dan
record, the Disco Dan record.
No, I don't want to hear Dan. I don't want to hear disco or anything else.
Well,
Dan is Dan.
Which, of course, is not the most important point. The most important point is that.
The most important point is Dan is Dan.
Exactly.
You know? And Dan, I know what Dan is.
Oh, you do?
Do you know what Dan is?
My God, a revelation here in the
listen.
Yeah.
I've got till midnight. Fill us in.
Right. It won't take that long.
Really? So he lied to us about the disco version.
Oh,
huh?
Danny.
He lied to us again. AM 1310.
Yeah.
KDIA. We're just hanging out here having a good time.
You got a smile, don't cry. You know you could have been a candle. I'm holding you so tight. You know you could. You could have been some perfume.
AM 1310, KDIA 1021. It's CJ Stone here hanging out with Dorothy.
Cut me on, too. Where's the microphone?
Janice.
Am I in the microphone?
Jimmy.
Am I on the mic?
Yeah, you're
right. Hi, this is Janice Gordon.
He wasn't true. He tried to find another girl sweeter than you.
I'm still here,
Hi.
Ringing an all-night celebration.
Exactly.
I feel like Jim Gabbert. You know, sitting around, making it an all-night thing.
All we need is the beer.
It's like TV 20.
Exactly.
Go on.
Now, this song, Dorothy said this is a good song. Now,
I like this song.
Yeah, but if it's no good, see, you've
but
been...
this is the way you people are.
What? First, I'd look at the purse.
Not you, Daddy. Not
oh,
you,
she means...
Daddy.
Oh, she's talking about
you.
She's
you,
talking about...
I wasn't talking about you.
Are you talking about me, too?
No, CJ. Oh, okay. No, I wasn't talking about you.
Okay.
I don't
I've got my own purse.
Like this.
Really? Sure.
Ooh-wee.
I don't look at the purse first.
No, neither do I.
There are other things to look at besides
some
the purse.
That's right. Let me see your Bank of America card.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
What else?
Bank statement?
What else?
I want to know if you have a radio station, basically. You know, maybe we can work something out.
I'll show you that, too.
Yeah. And, well, this song is no good, Dorothy.
I'll, no, you better play it.
We'll play a song for you again.
Play it. But,
see, of course, we're just kidding her.
Anybody who's as old as I am will enjoy it.
You think so?
Yeah, it's not many of us, but...
No. There are quite a few. As a matter of fact, they're still hanging around because they know that this is... This is one of the last evenings. Actually, this is the last.
This is the last evening.
Anybody who's listening who knows that they're at least as old as Dorothy is. Mm-hmm. Some people, one woman called me before and said, "Happy birthday, Dorothy. I heard you say on the air." That's my son talking.
Still a few of those people alive, yeah.
Okay, sure. So if you're over 30, then you'll know the song.
Of course. Okay, what's the name of it?
First I Look at the
Legs. At the Legs.
And it's a very sexist song, but it's good.
Okay. What station is this again?
What does every man look at first?
precious love with people.
Thank you. of May.
Ooh.
Hey! A is 13 days. K, D-I-A. A, but it all hurts. Yes. How bad does it hurt?
Oh, God.
It all hurts, yes. It does.
KDIA Oakland. I am your gorgeous. And I have a young lady that's wants to say something to you. Right now, it's 10:48, and at that bewitching hour of midnight, a lot of things are going to happen that you probably won't understand. Yes. Dorothy Reed, you have something to say?
Play my song.
Okay. I'm taking your request right now at 788-9786 or 444-9221. This is the last evening that you will hear KDIA on the Ray. Right. I'm going to play your song, Dorothy. I'm going to play it right now.
Please wait for me.